This is the section on finding out what you have to read. With Unit 1, I specifically tell you the pages that you read for each time period, for each column in that table. And you'll find that at the bottom of the link to the History Changes materials. And it will tell you if you've got the fourth edition, and you can click on another link that's provided right below it if you've got one of the earlier editions. Now, this I'm about to tell you is one of the basic tricks that I was taught somewhere in middle school. And that is, if you're trying to figure something out, where to find it, there are two tools that you use. One's the table of contents, and I'm going to talk about them. The other's the index. We'll talk about it in a second. So if I were looking at the period from 1901 to 1902, and what's nice about our table of contents and our textbook is that it is grouped by time, so it is pretty easy to find things from the table of contents that might apply to the topic you want. You don't want to look at the brief table of contents, the one pager that you find when you just turn at the beginning, but you want the one that has details. You're going to know if it's in the fourth edition, you're going to know that you're in the right place if you're seeing Roman numerals like VI or VII. So I go through, I look at chapter 2, and I identify the heading that looks promising, and that is race relations in the Roosevelt era. In chapter 21, I don't see any probable headings, and that makes me nervous because I remember reading about race in there somewhere. So what I do is I don't sit there and fester about it, but what I do is another trick that I was taught, and that is, while I'm in the table of contents, I write down the page number range where chapter 21 starts and ends. And while I'm at it, I write the page numbers where all three of those chapters start and end. That way, if I find something in the index, I can tell which entries belong to my page, to my period. And then I also find, pretty straightforwardly, based upon taking a quick peek at the headings, that chapter 22 has a heading that includes the subheading, The Great Migration, and it also covers Black Americans in the war. For the record, Unit 1 also talks about Black Americans in a war, the Spanish-American War. So that's how I began to get my big picture chapters, the sections for my big picture chapters, and identify my next strategy.